When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What did you make of Bears coach Matt Eberflus calling guard Tevin Jenkins day to day with a rib injury ahead of Sunday's showdown with the Panthers from Carolina? That game, of course, at Soldier Field. What is your confidence that Jenkins will be playing as we sit here Tuesday morning?
Oh, I would guess my confidence would be low. When a guy comes out of a game and cannot return because of an injury, that oftentimes spells more issues moving forward. I can't envision him on the field practicing tomorrow, so it's difficult for me to start playing with the rest of the week. I just think that anybody who's ever had a rib injury, and I've been unfortunate enough to have a couple of different rib injuries over the course of my life, that is a really painful, difficult injury. I get it. I wasn't trying to play pro football with it, but I'm just saying that it hurts. It is really hard to play. There is this thudding feeling. They don't heal. I mean, there are different things you can wear. He's a big, strong man. He's a tough guy. I'm not suggesting he isn't, but he has spent a lot of time. He's missed a lot of time over the course of his career. I would imagine this will be a week or two long. Day-to-day seems very optimistic to me, and I just feel like it's probably a no-go this week.
Well, that's disappointing to hear because I do think, and we both think, that he is a big, tough guy. Mm-hmm. I think this is a perfect opportunity to lift up your shirt and have a shot of Toradol and get yourself back out there because he wants new paper. And Mully, you've talked about, we've talked about his availability not always being very good. Now, when he's out there, he's pretty good. He's been just okay this year.
I agree, to be honest, right? Yeah.
But because of what's at stake with his future, I think you will see him out there on Sunday.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's a good thing to remember the role that a contract extension might play in his decision making, and also his ability to tolerate pain. I think he's a tough guy. I think he's always been a tough guy. When he said day-to-day, I think you're a little encouraged. Maybe they're totally misleading everybody because they want the Panthers to be under the impression that they're going to play Tevin Jenkins or he's available. I don't know that they would go to that degree for gamesmanship if it's day-to-day in his rib injury, that means almost like no news is good news. Maybe he didn't fracture anything. Maybe there's something that is just a matter of pain tolerance. If it is, I do sense that he might be out there to get, he might push it because he does need to be on the field. That's the best way to make the argument that he's worth keeping around. He hasn't been off to the good start, but what offensive lineman has? So maybe they took a step in the right direction without him last Sunday against the Rams, and maybe if he can come back in some capacity, he would be part of the solution and not the problem any longer. So I don't want to say he's not going to play just because of day-to-day. Actually, when Matt Eberflus said day-to-day, I was encouraged more than discouraged, and the confidence, it didn't go down. It didn't wane. I think that this is wait and see.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. Biggs time, 7 a.m. What's the appropriate level of concern for Bears run defense? Can the defense really claim to be elite if the running backs have done so well so far against them this season? What is the fix for Coach Eberflus?
Well, it's going to be something that plagues them all year long. I think it's going to be one of those situations where if you compare this unit as we have early to the Lovie Smith era defenses, they weren't great against the run either at times. That typically the cover two defense, because of the way they play the single gap approach, you can't do everything in every scheme. And I think that scheme specifically is susceptible to good running teams and good running backs. So you might have good numbers by a Jonathan Taylor here, a Kyron Williams there. Maybe down the road somebody else gouges them for 95 yards on 14 carries. But these defenses are bend, don't break. They're defined and predicated on getting the ball and taking it away and also rushing the passer and creating havoc and getting sacks. As long as the Bears can come at quarterbacks with pressure that they're not seeing and they don't expect from the secondary, as long as they create takeaways and win the turnover battle, and as long as they have big hits and they maintain this intimidating presence, pay attention to the scoring defense, those statistics, and also the takeaways. That is how you define success for this defense. Running the ball, stopping the run, yeah, it is a big concern, and probably the biggest concern on a defense that's very good. I don't think that it will prevent them from being elite if they can take the football away at a high rate and still keep teams from scoring 21 or more points, which they have done now in 10 straight games, the longest streak in the league.
So they are really a bend-but-don't-break type of defense, right? You know, we had some fun talking about Matt Eberflus, you know, hunting for touchdowns versus field goals. Bears seem to hold teams to field goals, not allowing touchdowns. That's a good thing. That's a way to keep, David, to your point, teams scoring 20 points or less a game. One of the tweets I saw yesterday that stood out to me, I saw on X or Twitter, I still like to say Twitter, Tremaine Edmonds graded out a team low for the Bears, 29.8 on PFF. Now, because of all the things going on yesterday, I haven't had a chance to rewatch at least the second half, which is when the running game really stood out to me for the Rams. So I want to see that. I'm also looking forward to hearing local guy made good and part of the afternoon show, Edwards. I think he takes pride in stopping the run. He's a tackle machine. And I want to hear him. I'd like them to ask him this question directly. Have him answer our pick six question today and see how he feels. Because Jay, you know, we're going to talk about Jalen Johnson in a minute. You know, and he's not thrilled about how the defense is going, despite some of the numbers that look pretty good.
Yeah, I think that the run defense will get better as the season goes on. I think some of what we are witnessing is that they are playing a lot of different defensive linemen, and they're rotating guys. And I think that there are varying degrees of competency in run defense among some of their linemen. And maybe I don't want to say that it isn't like a really big concern, but I think that when they have to, they will stop the run well enough to win games. I think that, you know, you look at some of the teams they've played thus far, and they've had pretty good running backs going against them who have had pretty good games. But I don't know that that's going to hold up over the course of the entire year. I mean, I think obviously you'll get into games where the you know, it's not every team that has dangerous passers and dangerous runners. And when you're dealing with that, then I don't know how well the Bears will be able to deal with that. But I think that you're kind of picking a poison to a certain extent up to this point, and it's probably better to be run over than to passed over. So I think that they'll be okay. But it's definitely an issue. They should be in the top quarter of the league, not in the top half.
What was your question?
Here's the question. Do you like hearing quarterback Jalen Johnson say members of the Bears defense are in competition to be the team's closer?
Before we all go out, everybody kind of says that, I'm going to get a pick, or the D-line, oh, we're going to get a strip sack. So kind of just competing all the time, just who's going to make that it play.
Well, what do you think?
That's about as good a thing as I've heard. I mean, that's what makes defenses great. When you get that going, when you've got multiple players that think they can make the it play, and the Bears have a lot of talented football players, their secondary is good, and they've got a lot of different guys. Jalen Johnson's one. Clearly, without doubt, Kyler Gordon is one. I think that Brisker did it on Sunday. I like the idea that you're in competition, that everybody, you know, I'm going to get the strip sack. No, I'm going to get it. Yeah, let's go. I'll meet you at the quarterback, whoever gets there first. I think that's the sort of thing. If that's going on a regular basis, guess what? You're going to win a lot of football games. And I think for those that thought, oh, no, Stafford gets the ball back, the idea that the defense is, well, I'm going to get him. Are you going to get him? No, I'm getting him first. I love that idea. I just think, you know, that mentality will help you improve and be closers as the game goes on.
Totally agree. There's nothing bad about that at all. I mean, you want the defensive backs competing. You want the defensive linemen, linebackers competing, you know, to get those sacks. And you know, and I also like the fact that Jalen Johnson's not thrilled that they're not getting off the field quickly enough, that they're giving up, you know, third and sixes, and they're not getting off the field. And that's something that they should all be, you know, they want to do that on third down. Third down's the money down, right? Third down, you know, stop them on third, get the ball back for your offense. That's what you're looking to do.
Yeah, he said the right things. They are playing the right way, and that's the right approach. Jalen Johnson also is a guy that, despite being your elite cover corner, is not afraid to hit you. And that is also one of the things that you don't want to see change, is that as everybody's trying to be the closer, make the it play, they're not just playing the ball, they're playing physical football. And that's what you want in your defense, to maintain that intimidating kind of presence. They better keep it up, though, because you look around the league, especially in this division, and take away the everybody wanting to make the it play, that is contagious, and it's pervasive throughout the entire league, and certainly in the NFC North. The teams that lead the NFC or lead the NFL in takeaways, the Packers with 12, the Vikings with 10, the Bears with 8. This is a takeaway division now, and the Bears are third in their own division, so that should be a little incentive to two. You want to have the most feared defense in the league? Be the most feared defense in your division first.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We got to keep that for somebody else, bro. Yeah, that's not my question right there.
What did you make of Zach LaVine's stated desire not to talk about trade possibilities?
Like I said, I'm talking about anything with camp going forward. I can't speak on the future. I wish I had a crystal ball. I'd talk about a lot of things. Like I just said, man, I don't speak on rumors. I don't speak on things that I don't know is true or not. I know I'm ready for camp, and I know I'm wearing Chicago Bulls jersey. Yeah, I'm happy for that.
And do you think that he sounded as happy as he said he is to still be here in Chicago?
I don't think that is relevant necessarily. He doesn't have to be happy. I doubt that he is after an off season where he had to have thought he was being dealt. His representation probably assured him he was going to be traded. They certainly worked behind the scenes to make that happen and make it known they were trying to make that happen. So his happiness is largely irrelevant. His performance isn't, and his professionalism isn't. And he took the microphone yesterday before all the questions started, I think, to make sure that nobody questioned those two things, performance and professionalism. That's what you judge Zach LaVine by this year. And that's what I think he was saying and getting in front of. This was Zach LaVine saying on the last possession, the equivalent of, give me the ball, this is my show, and I'm going to score. And I think he scored yesterday. I think that he was effective in the way that he handled that. And whether or not you believe him or not is your prerogative, but I do think that he made it clear that he is not going to be a problem. He has already, according to reports, made that clear to the coaching staff, Billy Donovan and AK, that he's not going to get in anybody's way in terms of development, and he can still be a very good, positive part of this team. I don't know if it makes him any better. I don't know if it makes him a 35 or 40-win team, but at least he will be somebody who shows up every night.
Well, he could have squashed it all by saying, I want to be here. I want to be here for the remainder of the year. I want to end my career as a Chicago Bull. Because he didn't say that, while I'm here, I'll be happy. While I'm here, I'll be a good teammate. I'm not addressing. These aren't rumors. These are not rumors, are they?
Yeah.
These are stated plans of attack. He wants out. The Bulls want to trade him. So they're not rumors.
Well, the actual teams that may be able to come and get him are rumors. There are a lot of rumors about where he could end up. I don't know that he's definitely going to L.A., if that's what you're implying, Dustin. I'll tell you what, I thought he did very well. I think that he clearly wants out of here. He has stated that he wanted out of here. I think that he's got a lot of work to do to repair his reputation around the league and to prove that he's healthy. And that's what he's going about doing. And I think he'll be moved by the midway point of the year. I would not expect him to he will begin the season in Chicago with the Bulls. I would not expect him to finish it. And I wish him the best. I hope that he does all the things that he's talked about. I think that there's a chance for him to be a seriously good player. And that will only help him to move elsewhere, which apparently is what he wants. So God bless him. I thought he did exactly what he's supposed to do. And he said all the things that you're supposed to say. And he's going about trying to get this done the right way. So all power to him. Let's see it happen.
Before we go to the first part of the question, what made you ask that second question?
How surprised were you that Josh Giddey reported that he had an injury in a ligament in his Achilles tendon? As much as Giddey said he'd be ready by the opener, are you buying it?
This is not good news, man. This is the guy that you're building the team around, and he comes in, and oh, by the way, yeah, I ruptured a tendon right in my last Olympic game. I didn't think it was that bad, but boy, pretty bad stuff. But you know what? We got time. Time's on our side. So I hope to be ready by the start of the year. That is just a disastrous turn of events. There is nothing good about this. It doesn't mean that he can't play again. Normally, this is repaired by surgery. He didn't say he had surgery, right? I am confounded by this one, and I did not know that he had an injury, let alone a serious injury. And it's great that he's aiming toward the start of the season, but I wouldn't hold my breath on it. That is no gooda.
Yeah, this is the downside of playing in these types of tournaments, and apparently it was on the last play of the tournament. I'm gonna pull the curtain back. I'm disappointed in AK and Billy. You guys asked a great question about the pros and cons and playing in this, and they never even hinted that anything negative. And they knew this, and they didn't share it. And I'm disappointed. And now now Lonzo Ball, this might be like a rotation, or like Kobe White is going to be back at the position he did pretty well with. He's going to be your main ball hander. So I don't think, and here's the other part, they're not going to get this going in the preseason because he's going to have to get up to speed. And, God forbid if he did something during preseason, and then we're going to be all over for him for that. So this is going to be messy, 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 messy.
Yep.
I like how you referred to the Olympics as a tournament. Like it's an AAU tournament weekend in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, it is a tournament. What else would it be?
But it's Olympics.
There's group play,
I don't want to get diverted up there. It's the Olympics. I know, but he was representing his country at the Olympics. You understand why I would want to do that.
Well, I'm not saying... No, listen, David, I hate when guys don't want to represent their country.
It's the Olympics.
I'm all for it, but it was an Olympic tournament.
Okay.
No negativity at all, other than the news not being shared with you guys.
This is terrible news. When Lonzo Ball is your healthy point guard, this is terrible news. And Josh Giddey having a ruptured, that was the term that was used, right? Ruptured?
Tendon.
A ruptured tendon. Or that's broken. That's torn. That's ruptured. There's not a good synonym that is for ruptured. I don't know how you recover from this without surgery. I don't know how you recover from this in weeks or not months. I don't know what this means, except for this delays the Bulls offense from kind of building and running through Josh Giddey. This makes me feel like what we heard from Zach LaVine in terms of his professionalism and presence and performance. He's going to be a big part of this offense because Josh Giddey isn't. And opening night seems wildly optimistic to me. We aren't doctors, and certainly they didn't share much more insight when they were right next to us on the stage. So I don't know if we can do anything but speculate. But if we do and are left to speculate, I'm thinking that this is a bad day for the Bulls because this is the guy that was a centerpiece of your biggest offseason acquisition. You traded Alex Caruso for him, and now he's not going to be available indefinitely. That's not a good turn.
Wow, that's a good question.
That's the voice of John Heyman. We're hoping to talk to John about these playoffs and about our next subject of our next question. How did you feel learning baseball great Pete Rose passed away yesterday at the age of 83? His legacy was obviously impacted by gambling, but he nonetheless holds MLB records for games, 3,562 at-bats, 14,053 singles, 3,215. Does he at long last belong in the Hall of Fame, or will it never happen?
I do think it'll happen. I do think that over time, P. Rose will end up in the Hall of Fame, and it will be a shame that he won't be alive to enjoy that, to experience that, and to see that. His family will enjoy it, perhaps, or maybe feel disappointed and mad about it not happening sooner. I think that things evolve over time in society and the way that we view sports gambling, the way that we view betting on baseball even perhaps, this happens in other parts of society. I think that, you know, the way we view, for instance, marijuana has changed. It used to be illegal, and so many, now it's legalized in a lot of states, and there's not a stigma attached to a lot of things. Baseball, he violated the rule, a sacred rule that was on every clubhouse wall. But I don't know if the punishment fits the crime any longer. Over time, how long do you have to make somebody pay for breaking a rule? Pete Rose, especially in a game that has, and this is the biggest issue, a game that has gotten in bed with sports gambling companies and has benefited from those profits and makes a lot of money. So I think it would be hypocritical for me to sit here at one part of this show and tell you that they need to enforce this sports gambling violation to every letter of the law and continue to hold them hard and fast. And then, oh, by the way, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you to bet on your app for this FanDuel that I support and am a spokesman for. I think that's largely hypocritical. So at some point in time, things will change and soften, and Pete Rose will get his day. Unfortunately, he won't be alive to experience it.
All right, I'm going to put you on the hot seat really quick. You do have a vote, David, correct?
Yeah.
So let's just say that they do the right thing because his lifetime is no more. It was a lifetime ban. His lifetime has expired.
But you're right.
He's back on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he's back on the ballot, you get it. Are you clicking yes?
I would. Okay. I would click yes, okay. And I would just make a distinction, even though people could argue this and debate it, that other guys like Bonds and Sosa, those were performance enhancers. And I don't think that betting on baseball was a performance enhancer.
Correct. I'm with David. He deserves to be in. I've always supported him. I love the way he approached the game. Now, the difference would be with the gambling. If we ever found out that he bet against his team, then I would say absolutely positively not, because he had information that nobody else had, and he used that unfairly. But he was always playing and managing to win, and that's why we play the game. Here's the other thing really quick with rules change. If Reggie Bush can get his Heisman Trophy back, then Pete Rose should be going into the Hall of Fame because the rules changed, so Reggie Bush got his Heisman. Pete Rose should get in the Hall of Fame.
I think it's interesting that you asked David the question, if Pete Rose is on the ballot, do you vote for him? Let me tell you something, Dustin. If his name ever gets on the ballot, he's in the Hall of Fame. There's not even a chance. If he gets on the ballot, he's in. Why? Because he's Pete Rose, and he played forever, and he set every record, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame as a baseball player. But they've banned him from baseball. They did so in 1989, and I'm not going to get on a high horse or have a big argument about it, but I think it's worth noting that Joe Jackson, Shoeless Joe Jackson, died 72 years ago, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. So the thinking was that Pete would have to die before he would get in the Hall of Fame. What's the difference then with Pete versus Joe Jackson? Go ahead.
Because if I understand the story right, I actually just recorded something Friday night on TTW, did a special on Joe Jackson. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I did record it. They threw games. They played to lose. They were on the field, decided to take money, and lost. That's the difference.
But Dustin,
Pete played to win, but they played to lose.
But Joe Jackson, look at his numbers. He did not do that. And he claims, his family has always claimed, that he didn't know that this was going on, that he wasn't one of the players. He was the one player that actually had a really good World Series. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue it and legislate it because I don't have all the information in front of me. But I'm just saying, he was banned for baseball. He died, and 72 years later, he's still not in the Hall of Fame.
It's a great comp. I mean, it's a great comparison. I was trying to answer why I felt the way, and I don't have all the info either. Maybe I could come back later in the week if you wanted after I see this on TTW. Yeah, I mean, his numbers, you're right, 100% right. His numbers, he had a really good World Series, no doubt.
All I'm saying is that if Pete ever gets on the ballot, I don't think anybody would hesitate voting for him. If Major League Baseball says, yeah, this guy belongs on the ballot, then he's in the Hall of Fame. Because look at what he accomplished in his career. He's a Hall of Famer for the way he played the game. They've banned him from baseball. They've prevented him from ever having his name considered. And there are people that believe that, you know, there's a reason for that. I personally think the guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. I do think Joe Jackson belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I just wonder why one is of very much great interest and the other is long forgotten. That's all. And you know, the reason they have all those signs in baseball is because of what happened with the Black Sox scandal. And if you think about it, those players didn't get those signs when they were playing. So it's a little bit different when you really break it down.
How do you think Ray Fosse would vote?
I don't think he'd vote for him.
I don't think so.
That's pretty interesting.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.